Okay, here we go. Three Hasidic ideas. Parshas Noach, Tavshin Peh, Learn Shvi Lili Nishmas, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rebbe Nelson, Daniela Sar, Bas Eliezer, Yisrael Levi. Also for the region of Rebbe's Yartzeit tonight, the Ish Kodesh Yartzeit on Shabbos Kodesh. Here we go. The first idea comes to us from the Sefer Noam Megadim, which we've quoted in the past, but I think it bears repeating again. It says the Pasuk, the opening Pasuk of the Parsha, Perak Vav, Pasuk Tes, Eile Tolos Noach, Noach Ish Sadik, Tamil Haya Bedorosav, and Alaskim Asalach Noach. These are the children of Noach. By the way, Noach is a big tzaddik. Says the Noam Megadim, you're about to tell me Noach's children. Why are you telling me at the end of the day that Noach is a big tzaddik? So Rashi says that a person's actions are their children. But says the Noam Megadim, you want to know who Noach's first child was? Eva told us Noach? Noach. It was Noach himself. Because when a person works on himself, and they work on their tefillah, and they work on their davening, they work on their anger, they work on anything in their avodas Hashem, they become a new person. They become a new human being. Eva told us Noach. Who is Noach? His first child was Noach himself. The second idea, we've quoted before again, but I'd like to say it over. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. Ayova Noach, Ubanav, Isho, Shnevanav, Ito, Alatevam, Mipnei, Meim, Abel. Noach finally comes to the Teva with his children and his wife, and his children's wives, because of the Mabel. And Rashi says, Af Noach, Miktane, Emuna, Hoya. Even Noach was of the doubters. He didn't have such great Emuna. Until the Meim Abel pushed him in and says the Kedushas Levi, such a beautiful insight. What does this mean, Mipnei Meim Abel? At the end of the day, he didn't have Emunah, Mikdani Emunah, what? He didn't have Emunah in himself. Mikdani Emunah doesn't mean that he wasn't talking about the Mabel. Maybe that's one pshat. Says the Kedushas Levi, it's really also talking about Mikdani Emunah that he didn't have Emunah in himself, that he had an ability to be able to daven and to change the decree of the Rabbon Hashem. He had the ability to change the decree of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mikdani Amunah, even Noach was from Mikdani Amunah. What does that mean? That he didn't have self-confidence, and the proper self-confidence of himself, and in his davening. How important is that for us to have proper self-confidence in our davening, in our avodas Hashem, that it matters to the Baruch Hashem, like the Rav Tzadok says in Sikkus HaTzadik, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have an Asik with us. Just like we believe in Hashem, we have to believe in ourselves, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have an Asik with us. And finally, the third and final idea, at the end of the Parsha, an idea that really connects very much well with the opening idea in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin, related, we talk about Vichi Terach Shivim Shana Vayolas Avram as Nachar as Haran. So Terach has lived 70 years. He has 3 sons: Avram, Nachar, and Haran. And then it says again, Eil told us Terach Olidas Avram as Nachar as Haran. So the Chosid of Lubin says, why are you telling me Terach twice? That Terach's children here and Terach's children there. And says the Chosid of Lubin, you want to know why? When you have a child like Avram Avinu, when you have a son like Avram Avinu, the founder of monotheism, at the end of the day, you become a new person. Your actions of your children makes you a new person. And that's exactly what happened with Terach. Terach's quoted twice here in Perak Yud Av, in Chavav and Chav Zayin. Why? Because he had an Avram Avinu. And that goes exactly the way we started. Eila told us Terach. Terach, why did they tell Terach twice? Because Terach had an Avram Avinu. He'd worked on himself. And that's the whole idea from the Noam Megadim. Let's just read these three ideas. The first idea was said from the Noam Megadim. Either told us Noach, who is Noach's first child? It was Noach himself. Because when a person works on himself, they become a new person. In Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Rashi says that Afim de Noach miktan emunahaya. Even Noach was one of the doubt of the lesser faith. He didn't believe in himself. He believed in the power of himself, that he had the ability to be able to change people, to daven for people. How important is that for us to be able to realize the Rebbe Hashem wants to hear from us? We have to have self-confidence in our davening, self-confidence in our avodas Hashem. Self-confidence, like Rav Tzadok says in Kuf Nidal and in Sikkus HaTzadik, the same way we have to believe in Hashem, we have to believe in ourselves, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an Isik with us. And finally, the third and final idea, the Chosid of Lublin says, why does it say Eila told us by Terach twice? Because when he had an Avram Avinu, he became a changed person, became a new person. We should be Zochah Be'ez Hashem, to always work upon ourselves, become different people, new people, and have to have the self-confidence in us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have an Isik with us, and to understand everything we do, become new people, and better people, and greater people. Every action, every bit of Torah, every bit of davening, every bit of chesed counts, we become greater and bigger people. Shkoich. Shabbos.